Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Part 4. Mercedes leaned forward to pay the driver and looked through the front window of the taxi at the same time. She had been by Fisherman's Wharf when Jim had called, and even though she'd found a cab almost right away, it had still taken her 45 minutes to get out to the zoo. When she had asked the driver to turn the radio to a news station, she had expected reports of chaos and riots, but if there had been any, they hadn't been mentioned on the air. She climbed out of the back seat, slammed the door behind her, and looked around. Everything looked peaceful enough, although there were far fewer crowds than she was used to. The last time she'd been to the zoo, on a blind date with the guy her friend had set her up with a long time ago, she had almost had to swim through a sea of flesh to get to the ticket office. Right now, she saw no one at all, not even police cars, which she found strange considering it had been Inspector Charles that had alerted Jim to the events. She walked up to the ticket office, slinging her purse over one arm. With the other hand, she wiped her brow. It was insanely hot, and she thought back to what their new clients had said this morning. Could it really be that this little girl was able to do so powerful magic that it could affect the weather patterns? Mercedes had seen a lot of strange things during her time working for Tempest, including a werewolf, rifts in time, and a soul eater, but she had very little experience with actual magic, if you disregarded the shape-shifting Feline did. Perhaps she ought to sit down and look through Jim's old case files one day and see if she could find out what sort of supernatural things were real and which ones were just make-believe. When she reached the windows, she was surprised to see that there was no one inside. "Hello?" she said. There was no reply. "Excuse me?" she said again, rapping her knuckles on the glass. "Anyone hiding in there? Can anyone sell me a ticket?" When there was still no response from inside, she looked around. Still, nobody in sight. This was getting a little creepy. She walked to the turnstile and climbed over it. On the other side, she reached into her purse, feeling the cold metal of her gun. She didn't know what she would use it for, but it felt good to touch it. She cocked her head, listening for any sounds or signs of people. She could hear someone in the distance, and judging from the direction, she figured it came from behind the primate area. She began walking that way, but before taking more than a dozen steps, she saw something that froze her to the spot. When she had been here last, she had seen the cute little carousel that lay just after the visitor center. Her date had even suggested they ride it, but she had declined since she didn't care for things that moved around like that. The carousel had a little roof on top, and on it sat a tiger, half-draped, with one paw hanging off the roof. It looked at her with a lazy interest. "Dios mío," Mercedes whispered, slowly beginning to back away towards the visitor center. The tiger followed her with its eyes, but made no move to jump down. She quickly scanned every nook and cranny around her, checking to see if other tigers were hiding there, but couldn't see any. Further ahead, she saw something crossing the path, several smaller shapes. Baboons. She spotted 5 at least. She kept backing further away from the tiger until she had her back to a wall. She pulled her cell phone from her pocket and dialed Jim.
"Where are you?"
"About 10 minutes away. Traffic's horrible. Did you find her?" Mercedes bit her lip. Her eyes kept going back and forth, looking for movement.
"No, and I'm not going to.
The animals are out. I think the kid opened all the cages or something. Or maybe she turned people into animals.
Are you saying?
I'm saying I'm not getting paid to grapple with a tiger. So get your immortal butt down here and kill it or something.
I'll be right there. Can you find a safe spot to hide?
Mercedes turned her head.
I suppose I can lock myself in the visitor center or the souvenir shop. But if she turned people into animals, they'll be in there as well.
I'll be right there. Stay safe and look for me.
Mercedes bit her lip and put the phone away.
Easy for him to say, she thought, when his wounds closed in minutes.
She had always been afraid of tigers, ever since she had seen them on TV as a little girl. She quickly walked the last few steps to the visitor center and pulled the door open, squeezing inside.
Hello?
She called out, expecting perhaps the sound of monkeys or an elephant, even if there were no elephants in the zoo.
Instead, she heard running footsteps that sounded human, and three people appeared, a man and two women, dressed like tourists.
Are you okay?
She asked, holding the purse open so she could draw the gun, but not wanting to appear threatening. The man shook his head emphatically, while the first woman pointed to her throat. All three moved their mouths like fish gasping, but no sound came out.
What?
Mercedes asked. The second woman pulled a notepad from her purse and began scribbling something. Mercedes relaxed somewhat. If they were smart enough to write, they weren't turning into baboons just yet. The woman turned the book around so Mercedes could see what she had written.
None of us can speak. We all lost our voices.
Let me guess. Did you yell at some little girl?
Mercedes said. All three shook their head.
Okay, where did it happen? When did it start?
The woman wrote down, The Penguin Island, about an hour ago. The birds grew huge.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and you guys screamed, right? Or called out or something? Made a lot of noise?
They looked at each other and nodded, shrugging as if to say, Wouldn't you have?
That definitely sounds like my kind of case. Relax. I work for an agency that handles stuff like this all the time. Right now, we're waiting for someone else to arrive before we go in. Is this building safe? There are no tigers or anything in here?
The first woman shook her head. The second wrote in her notebook,
No tigers. What happened to all the people?
I'm guessing some of them fled. I'd like you guys to stay here in safety, okay? My partner and I will come back for you once we fix things.
Mercedes kept an eye out for Jim out of the glass door. She couldn't see the tiger from this angle, but she knew the damn thing was there.
Come on, Jim. Park the damn car!
Jim climbed over the turnstile and looked around. The zoo seemed deserted, but he could hear the sounds of animals. And a little further down the path, he noticed a kangaroo resting on its hind legs, apparently busy eating a huge lump of cotton candy it had taken from a little sales cart.
Mercedes?
He called out. He listened for a reply, and then remembered he had told her to get inside. He pulled his phone out and called her back.
Okay, I'm here. I'm at the main entrance.
Okay, wait. I'll be right there.
A few moments later, he saw Mercedes appear from a glass door in the visitor center and ran toward her. She gave him a relieved hug, but then her face turned serious.
If she's still here, we've got to find her, but it could be very, very dangerous.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I agree. But I'm not exactly equipped for a safari. I've got a handgun.
So do I. But we're not killing the animals anyway. Well, except for the tiger, maybe. It's not their fault. They shouldn't be hurt.
Right. Okay. So, where do we start looking for her? The penguins, Charles said, had grown in size?
I met three people inside. They lost their voices at the Penguin Island. So yeah, let's start there. It's this way.
Mercedes pointed and led the way. Fortunately, that meant going the other way and away from the tiger. As they walked toward the primate area, Jim spotted several of the gates to the cages hanging open. That meant it probably was just animals loose in here, and not a bunch of guests turned into animals. As far as he was concerned, this was good news.
Have you seen any police? Mercedes asked. I thought this place would be crawling with them.
No. Maybe I should call Charles and check on him.
Do you think she, I don't know, made all the cops vanish or something? Is she that powerful?
I hope not.
They walked between the primate area and the African savanna. Mercedes could see the heads of giraffes, since they had apparently not chosen to leave their enclosure. Jim kept his ears open. He felt like a big game hunter, even though he had no rifle. Even the horrible heat made him feel like he was in Africa. The trees and bushes rustled, and he wasn't sure if it was the wind or monkeys climbing around in them.
So, I was thinking, Mercedes said, keeping her voice low. How immortal are you exactly?
What do you mean?
I mean, what if a gorilla rips your head off, or a tiger eats you? Would you grow a new head or something?
I honestly don't know. I'm not planning on putting it to the test.
No, I know. I was just sort of curious.
They rounded the corner of the primate area and spotted the Penguin Island ahead. As they got closer, they both noticed that the unusually large penguins Inspector Charles had written to Jim about were still there. Like the giraffes, they had apparently chosen to stay.
Wow,
Mercedes said, looking over the fence. The huge penguins were still trying to jump in the water, but with substantially larger splashes than usual. They were crowding the water, slapping each other with their wings, and making chattering sounds. The penguins, who still had their normal size, had climbed out of the water and looked at their fellows with almost puzzled expressions.
Do you see her anywhere?
Mercedes said, almost unable to look away from the birds.
Nope. If she was here, she's long gone. But I'm betting she's still somewhere in the zoo. What sort of animals are kids most into?
Aside from penguins, you mean?
Mercedes said, cocking her thumb at them.
I don't know. I was always partial to koala bears myself.
Well, it's a place to start. Do you know where they'd keep those?
Mercedes didn't have time to reply before the sound of laughter reached them from somewhere to the right. A young girl's laughter. Mercedes and Jim both gaped as an ostrich ran toward them on the path. On the back of it sat a little girl, giggling loudly and holding on to the ostrich's neck. They both jumped out of the way, letting the animal pass them with a gust of wind like a car passing by on a highway.
Well, I guess we won't have to check the koalas, Jim said. Come on!
He holstered his gun and began running after the ostrich, waving his arms.
Hyana!
He shouted. The girl on the ostrich's back turned her head and looked back at them. The ostrich slowed down and stopped, as if she had pulled on its reins, and turned around to walk slowly back towards them.
You know my name?
She asked, her voice curious.
I don't think I know you, do I?
No, you don't, Jim said, trying to sound casual. We're actually here to pick you up from playtime. I'm Jim, and this is Mercedes.
Mercedes came running after them and stopped next to Jim. Huyana looked from one to the other.
Do I have to? I was having so much fun.
Yeah, you've got to. Sorry. But if you clean the place up, maybe we can get an ice cream or something on the way?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Mercedes said, thinking back to what her own parents had said to her whenever she was trying to stay out longer.
I guess. I already had popcorn. I think I want an iced tea.
A green bottle of Arizona iced tea appeared in the girl's hand, and she took a sip. Jim felt a cold chill down his back. The girl was using the powers she had as casually as scratching an itch. How had the two escorts managed to suppress the abilities, he wondered.
But Huyana, you'll probably need to clean up this place after you played.
Mercedes smiled a warm and inviting smile.
You know, like when you cleaned your room at home after you've played with your toys?
Sure, I'm good at that. I always clean my room.
Huyana climbed off the ostrich's back. The animal looked at her with kind eyes and made no move to step on her.
Well, it's important that you clean up really well here, too, because there are a lot of animals that need to be exactly where they were before. Do you understand that? They have to be in the cage where they lived, not anywhere else. Can you do that?
Sure.
The girl smiled back at her.
That's not hard.
A moment later, the ostrich vanished as if it had never been there. There was a sound in the air like wind blowing, and suddenly people appeared around them. Hundreds of people, all looking surprised and shocked. The quiet zoo exploded with sound.
I wanted peace and quiet to play with the animals, the girl said, gesturing towards the crowd around them as if explaining. So they all went away.
Did you also make some policemen go away? Jim said. He went down on one knee so he was face to face with Huyana.
Uh-huh. They came and made a lot of noise.
Can you put them back, too? She shrugged.
I guess.
She closed her eyes and seemed to concentrate, as if looking for them inside her head.
There. Now they're back with the penguins.
And one more thing, Mercedes said. Can you make all those people that couldn't talk, talk again?
She thought back to the three people in the visitor center.
They already can. I did that when I brought everyone else back.
Huyana sighed and rolled her eyes.
She just wants to be sure you did it, that's all, Jim said. Now, how about that ice cream? And then we'll go find the people you came up here to meet with.
Mercedes also knelt down and reached out her hand to the girl.
Would you like that? Can I get any ice cream I want?
Yes, anyone you want.
And I know there's an ice cream man up by the gate. Come on, let's go see what kind of flavors he's got.
The girl considered for one more moment, then took Mercedes' hand and let her lead her through the crowd. Jim pulled out his cell phone and typed in a number.
Mr. Ruano, we've located her, and we're hoping she's secure. Why don't you come back to the office and meet us there in about an hour?
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.